Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents Let the People Rule, Theodore Roosevelt and the Birth of the Presidential Primary, by Jeffrey Cowan. Read by Joe Barrett. Prologue. When the Republican Party's National Convention opened in Chicago on June 18, 1912, the eyes of the world were riveted on the looming battle between two presidents seeking the same nomination. Theodore Roosevelt, who had held the office from 1901 to 1909, and his hand-picked successor, William Howard Taft. They had been the closest of friends, who had become the bitterest of enemies, intimate political allies who had come to represent two different visions for America. Privileged graduates of Harvard and Yale, respectively, they had split the nation's electorate. Taft had more delegates in his corner, but there were so many credentials challenges that the public believed that the outcome was in doubt. If Roosevelt could win a few of those challenges, he would be the Republican Party nominee. For the first time in American history, many of the delegates had been selected by voters in presidential primaries, where voters could express a preference for a specific candidate. 13 states allowed such voting, including several where primaries had been created during the past few months as the result of legislation promoted by Roosevelt's operatives and supporters. His moral claim to the Republican Party nomination rested largely on the fact that he had won 9 of those primary contests, and that in those 13 states, he had won 2/3 of the delegates and more than half of the popular vote. In his most important speeches, starting with a stemwinder delivered on March 20th in New York City's Carnegie Hall, T.R. insisted that the right of the people to rule.